From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The lawmakers are preparing to try her on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign. Ms. Rousseff accused her opponents of sabotaging her government, saying respect for democracy and the country's constitution are at stake. The U.S. switched on a missile defense site in southern Romania Thursday. Work on the Deveselu site began in 2013, 3 years after NATO's decision to create a missile shield. The project includes sites in Poland as well as Romania and is expected to be completed by 2020. Russia is upset by the move, but the U.S. and NATO say the system is not designed for or capable of undermining Russia's deterrence capability. Here is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Missile defense is for defense. It is defensive. It does not undermine or weaken Russia's strategic nuclear deterrent.
Jens Stoltenberg. U.S. forces fired on al-Shabaab militants while assisting an attack by Somali government and African Union troops. The incident occurred Thursday in the village of Sabi'i during a government attack on a military base. A U.S. defense official says U.S. forces conducted what he called defensive fire against al-Shabaab fighters after African Union troops came under attack. Turkish officials say a car bombing incident in Istanbul Thursday wounded at least 8 people. The explosion occurred inside a parked car near a military garrison in the city's Sancaktepe neighborhood. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan are voicing confidence that the two of them will eventually come together to prevent Hillary Clinton from becoming president. The two met Thursday in Washington. Speaker Ryan, the highest-ranking Republican official, said last week he was not ready to endorse Trump's candidacy. Apparently, he still isn't.
I was very encouraged with what I heard from Donald Trump today. I do believe that we are now planting the seeds to get ourselves unified, to bridge the gaps and differences. And so from here, we're going to go deeper into the policy areas to see where that common ground is and how we can make sure that we are operating off these same core principles.
The U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan. A one-day meeting in London Thursday was aimed at stepping up global action to expose, punish, and drive out corruption at all levels of society. Prime Minister David Cameron hosted the event.
This has been the first summit of its kind and the biggest demonstration of the political will to address corruption that we have seen for many, many years.
The corruption summit sought to shift the focus on global corruption from African generals, oligarchs, and corrupt dictators toward rich countries whose banks and real estate brokers have allegedly been the benefactors of the stolen wealth of nations. The European Parliament on Thursday strongly condemned last month's decision by Crimea's Russia-backed authorities to ban the Crimean Tatars representative body. A resolution passed by the European legislature called the Crimean Supreme Court's April 26th decision to ban the Tatars Majlis systematic and targeted persecution. The European Parliament's resolution also reiterated its severe condemnation of Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. United Nations economists predict world economic growth will be sluggish this year. In a new report on the global economic situation and its future, the experts say weak economic growth is likely to linger. They say lower oil prices, severe weather effects from El Niño, and political instability have all contributed to 2016's below-average showing. The World Health Organization is warning women against traveling to areas with ongoing Zika virus transmissions, including Rio de Janeiro, the site of the 2016 Olympics. WHO urged the sex partners of pregnant women to practice safe sex or abstain from sex for the remainder of the pregnancy if they have recently returned from visits to Rio or other areas where the virus is circulating. The agency also advised all Olympics visitors and athletes heading for Rio and other virus-affected areas to wear clothing that covers much of the body and to use insect repellent. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.